Since the passage of the Clean Air Act, air quality in the U.S. has steadily improved. But near Pittsburgh, air quality around a large U.S. steel facility is actually getting worse. Local regulators say the plant is to blame, and they've been in a tug of war with the company for decades over pollution. In the second installment of the Allegheny Front series about communities bearing the brunt of pollution, Reed Frazier reports that Allegheny County's effort to clean up the plant may have reached a turning point.
Inside a small conference room in the Allegheny County Health Department, the region's air quality may hang in the balance. U.S. Steel is appealing a penalty to its Clairton Coke Works, a mammoth industrial facility about 20 miles to the south along the Monongahela River. U.S. Steel is appealing an order that threatens to put part of the plant on standby if the company doesn't address what the county says are persistent air quality violations there. During a break in testimony, Matt Mihalik of the Breathe Collaborative, an environmental group, says this day has been a long time in coming.
Well, what signifies is that the county is enforcing air quality regulations. It was clear today from some of the testimony, to me at least, that the county is following through on its authority.
At issue is a penalty imposed by the county that says if the plant doesn't improve, the county will order parts of it to be put on hot idle. That's where coke ovens are kept hot, but no coke is produced. The company is claiming this could damage its equipment and cost it up to $400 million. U.S. Steel didn't respond to interview requests, but in an email, the company said it would continue its appeal, calling the penalty unprecedented. At the appeal hearing, a lawyer for the company questioned whether the county had devised its standards for compliance on sufficient scientific study. Citing the appeal, Health Department Director Karen Hacker declined an interview request. But in testimony at the appeal hearing, county officials said Clairton has been on hot idle before, with no apparent damage. And they say the penalty was the best way to get the company to clean up what the county is describing as deteriorating conditions at the Clairton Coke Works. Rachel Filippini is watching the case closely. She's executive director for the Group Against Smog and Pollution and says the county has tried and failed to control pollution at Clairton for decades.
This is the scenario that we see over and over again.
Regulators reached major settlements of pollution violations with U.S. Steel in 1979, 1993, 2007, 2008, 2014, and 2016. But each time, Filippini says, the company failed to meet its requirements.
In the meantime, they're continuing to pollute and people are continuing to get sick and die. And then a couple of years later, another fine is issued.
After the 2016 judgment, emissions from the plant actually got worse, the county says. Overall, compliance with local air laws declined from 94% in 2014 to just 75% this year. Among the biggest problems are emissions from the doors of coke ovens, which can leak out a laundry list of pollutants like fine particles, which can go deep into the lungs, and carcinogens like benzene. But in January, the health department enacted a strict new enforcement policy. And in June, it issued a $1 million fine and set a time limit for the plant to clean up. If it didn't fix its pollution problems, the plant would have to put its two worst-performing coke batteries on hot idle. So is the county taking a new, tough stance on Clairton? Filippini says she's not sure yet.
I mean, we've been doing this for 5 decades, and so we've been disappointed in the past. So we are, I guess, cautiously optimistic.
Filippini wants the county to do whatever it takes to get the plant to cut pollution, but not everyone shares her attitude. Rich Latanzi is the mayor of Clairton. He's also a steelworker who works at another U.S. steel plant nearby, the Irvin Works in West Mifflin.
This is our new produce store here, by the way. This marketplace that just opened up about 3 weeks ago. We had all the big shots in here from the Harrisburg and so on and so forth.
He's taking me on a tour of the town in his SUV. Clairton once had 25,000 residents. Now there's just 6,000. Latanzi says he's trying to keep the town from sinking any further. We pull into the crowded parking lot in front of the Coke Works. 1,000 people work here. Trucks haul steaming hot piles of freshly made coke out the front gate. Coke is nearly pure carbon and a key component in steelmaking. It's made by baking coal at 2,000 degrees inside coke ovens. Inside the plant perimeter, we see huge billows of steam pour out of tall stacks.
Yeah, that's a quencher tower right there. That's all steam.
The quenching tower cools off hot coke, just as it's come out of hot ovens and pushed into transport cars.
When it falls out, it lands in these cars. Then the car gets full, it moves forward, and it's all glowing orange. It goes down a little bit, then it goes under these quenching towers, and I don't know how many they have, but that's whenever they drop all this water for like 2-3 minutes, and they quench it down.
Latanzi, who's 54, says the air here has gotten better. He remembers when pollution from the coke works left the hillside across the Monongahela River barren rock. As we cross a bridge over the river, he points up a hillside, now covered in trees.
Years ago, nothing was able to grow. Nothing. Even this right here is crazy to have trees here. It was all like stones and nothing.
Later, we stop at a hillside overlooking the plant. Steam pours out of several quenching towers, but a blue pall also hovers over one part of the plant.
That's what we're concerned with. The blue smoke that you see definitely would be some of the gases or vapors escaping from an oven that's making the coal, and it doesn't have a good seal. It's probably either a poor design or it's an older battery.
Latanzi says he wants the county to fix problems like that smoke. But at the same time, he's worried. The coke works makes up a third of the tax base for the city, and he would never want it to shut down.
But at the end of the day, do you realize what happened to the city of Clarendon and the city school district if we closed that mill down? We would not be here today. We'd be like a ghost town.
But the plant's struggles to curb air pollution are causing a drop in air quality, the county says. Clarendon's air is some of the worst in the country. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
Today, we're focusing on one of the largest sources of air pollution in Pennsylvania, U.S. Steel's Clarendon Coke Works, just southeast of Pittsburgh. Allegheny County, which regulates the plant's air emissions, says the plant has been backsliding on air pollution in the last 4 years, and air quality nearby is getting worse. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier went to Clarendon to learn about what it's like to live next to North America's largest coke works.
Zi-Hao Lee is crouching on a metal-grated platform on a bluff overlooking the Clarendon Coke Works. The plant below sprawls 3 miles along the Monongahela River, and steam and smoke rise from towers and equipment scattered throughout the complex. Lee is a graduate student at Carnegie Mellon University. He's looking at a small computer screen hooked up to air monitoring equipment, showing readouts about current wind conditions.
Wind data, wind direction, wind speed.
Lee is part of a research team experimenting with low-cost air quality monitors to give a better sense of what the air is like in the region. Knowing which direction the wind is blowing is key to understanding how pollution here is dispersed, Lee says.
First, we get the wind right, then we can see if the pollution will follow the wind.
The air Lee and the other scientists are monitoring is, officially, some of the dirtiest in the country. According to EPA data, an air monitor 1 mile north of here now registers the highest year-round levels of fine particles east of the Rockies, and is the only monitor in the county that violates EPA standards for these particles. Albert Presto is the Carnegie Mellon scientist overseeing the monitoring project. He says the reason the air here is so bad is because of large industrial sources of pollution.
And the big source, sort of the 800-pound gorilla, is the Clarendon Coke Works.
Presto says this pollution can have health effects, like increasing the risk of heart attacks and lung disease, but also asthma. Presto says that between 50 and 100,000 people live close enough to the plant to be affected by its pollution.
You know, on one hand, there are 1.2 million people in the county, you know, so it's 10-ish percent. On the other hand, that's 100,000 people who are living with a level of risk that's deemed unacceptable by the EPA.
Remember, big breath in. Hard and fast out. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Go, 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 go. All right. You needed to practice.
In the nurse's office at Clareton Elementary School, Nicole Sawson gives sixth grader Savon Williams a breathing test. He's blowing into a tube that measures his lung capacity. On a computer screen, Savon watches a cloud rise or fall, depending on how hard he's blowing into the tube. The goal is to get the cloud to stay in the middle of the screen. Sawson is a project coordinator for a Duquesne University team that set up a twice-monthly asthma clinic here. The team screens students, teaches them about taking inhalers, and helps parents keep medication on hand for their kids. After his breathing test, Williams sits down with Dr. Deborah Gentile.
How have you been feeling?
Good.
Good. Are you having any problems?
I use my inhaler because I was coughing.
Yeah. Are you using your rescue a lot?
Gentile's team has been in the school for 4 years. She says Savon was one of the first students they saw.
When we first met him, he was what we would call a severe persistent. He was basically using his rescue med multiple times a day, every single day, going to the emergency room every couple weeks. So he's really come a long way.
Clareton is one of several sites she's studying to determine what impacts air pollution has on kids with asthma. Gentile's team found asthma rates at Clareton double the countywide rate. She thinks the pollution from the Clareton Coke Works is causing at least some of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple triggers, but just bad air is one that is affecting everyone, and it's not just a disease of asthma. You know, it's not like if we close this plant, all these kids, their asthma's not going to totally go away, but it's probably going to improve.
There are lots of factors that put Savon at greater risk for asthma. African-American boys, for instance, have higher rates of asthma than other kids. But Gentile says the closer the kids she studied lived to a big pollution source, the greater the chance they'd have asthma.
So if you stand like on that side over there, or like if you look right in between that building right there, you can see the mill right there.
From her front porch, Savon's mother, Colette Williams, points out the coke plant a half mile away in the valley below.
Yeah, that's like a white smoke, and then over there is like a dark smoke.
In her living room, she pulls out a handful of plastic pill boxes and inhalers.
So that's his albuterol solution. That's what goes in the machine.
Savon's on 4 medicines daily to keep his lungs open.
And this is his singular pill. It's just a chew pill that he takes every night. Causes drowsiness a little bit, but it's supposed to help with his asthma.
Savon has always had health problems, including asthma. All of Colette's 4 children were born prematurely, but Savon, she says, was the preemiest at 26 weeks. A respiratory infection when he was first born kept him in the hospital for 3 weeks. Colette Williams grew up in Clareton and moved to this house about 6 years ago. A few years after that, Savon's asthma got worse.
I started to see a change in his breathing, how often he got sick, what triggers his asthma.
He developed severe infections from getting colds. There were more doctor visits, more medications. Now 13, she says he can't play sports at a local field across the street from the Coke Works because the fumes from the plant can set him off. She won't let him play football in bad weather either because she's worried he'll get a bad cold that will set his breathing back for weeks. She blames the Coke Works, but says whenever she's complained to city officials, nothing ever happens. She says she understands the mill is a big employer in town, but her first priority has to be her son.
I'm really hurting and upset about my son because he can't be a normal kid. He can't run around and go play and, you know, stay over other kids' houses because I don't know how his asthma is going to react or how he's going to handle the situation when he's not around me. So I would be okay if they closed the mill.
She says barring that, she'd just like to see the plant clean up. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.